left my husband. He knew what it was up front.
Right.
He ended up going broke. I have expectations. When you don't meet my expectations, I move the hell on.
You left your husband because he went through a little financial struggle.
And did.
At any point in time, did you feel that love should have kept you there?
I feel like he didn't love me because if he did, he wouldn't have went through a financial struggle.
I don't think that any man predicts or plans to have a financial struggle.
They make a way.
His job laid him off. What?
I mean, I don't care what he did, but he should have made a way. I shouldn't have had to.
You should make a way to the bus station. Greyhound. Metro. To the apartment complex. Whatever happened to love? Whatever happened to us building, us growing, us being something together? Whatever happened to have and to hold in sickness and in health? You took those vows.
Yeah, her love for him was conditional and dependent upon the fact of whether or not he's got money. Now this next one's facts.
We don't want the man that forgives us. We really don't. We want the man that says, you had your chance. It's been a pleasure. I wish you the best. Because that's the man we respect.
Okay, so I'm starting to think that I am part of the problem of me being single. I get asked out on a date, and then when it's close to the date, I pray that he cancels. I'm learning that about myself, and I don't understand what it is. I don't know if it's because over time I've just gotten so comfortable with being single that I just don't even feel like going through the trouble of dating, or I don't know, but that's like a new struggle. That's a new struggle for me because I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope he cancels. And if he doesn't, I end up canceling. Like,
are you serious?
Yeah, she doesn't like him. She just wants his attention, which he doesn't appear to realize.
I want more money than you.
I wouldn't mind.
You won't be bothered?
No.
I want my husband to earn like quite a substantial amount more than I do.
If he earned, I don't know, 50,000-60,000 pounds a year.
That's not a lot.
That's not enough for you.
No.
Why, what plan did you
got? 60,000 pounds a year.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
What's that wage like monthly? It's not, that's like $4,000 a month.
Who lives on that?
No, that's not enough.
You can live on $4,000 a month.
I personally, me alone, but that's just not just me alone.
What kind of things are you doing in your spare time? Cause he lives, you know?
Christ living.
You gotta scale it back, you gotta tone it down. She said $4,000 a month is no good.
No, but if I'm gonna settle with a man, he needs to have a decently great wage.
What, because you're trying to spend it?
No, because I want to be provided for if I needed it.
Yeah, but what if he can provide for you within your means? You're trying to live beyond
within
your means.
Within my means. No, not beyond my means. I want to have a nice life.
I don't know if I'm the guy for her. Like, I mean, I'd work. I'd try. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? But no, that's not my story, man.
She is so focused on the money that he's making right now, but what about building something together? Because that's way more awesome than just joining the party. Next, we got David Beckham being an absolute boss.
And I think also we both come from families that work really hard. Both of our parents work really hard. We're very working class.
I am being honest. What car did your dad drive you to school in?
So my dad...
No, one answer.
My dad...
What car was it?
All right, it's not a simple answer
What did you get your dad to drive you to school
in? It depends.
No.
Okay, in the 80s, my dad had a Rolls Royce.
Thank you.
That was easy.
Hey man, you can just leave the package there at the door.
Excuse me?
Just leave the package there, I'll be home in a sec, thanks.
I'm not a delivery guy. I'm here to see Sarah.
Who are you?
Well, who are you?
I'm Sarah's husband.
What?
Hey, hold on. Bro, I'm not gonna do anything to you.
I'm not worried about you doing anything to me, what are you trying to do here?
Just wait there, I'm literally walking up the stairs right now.
Alright. I didn't do anything, just wanna know what's going on. Dude, I didn't know you guys were married, bro. Man, how long have you guys been married? 6 years. Oh, God. Not anymore. She literally told me you were her brother. Because there's pictures of you in there.
Yeah.
She said that you were her brother. You're f***ing with me, aren't you? Are you f***ing with me? She's calling me right now. Hey, babe. I'll see you in a little bit. Bye. Hear me out. She's going to be calling in 20 minutes. We need to f*** with her. Well, I think surprise. Do you want to do that?
Let's do it.
Actually, you got beer? Come on, let's go here, bro. We got tequila. You have Casamigos? Yeah, right.
Lost a girlfriend, lost a wife, but won a homie. This is exactly how bros are made. Wow. Now prepare yourselves to laugh a bit.
What?
So obviously dating in 2023 is a mess and it's hard for a lot of people, but Aaron Gordon provides a very interesting story.
I went out on a date. I got to the spot, right? We were just sitting at the bar, waiting for our table, getting drinks, whatever. She opened up her phone. The last thing she had on her phone was Aaron Gordon's network.
You know what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
You feel me? I was like, yo, this is wild.
Now, my initial reaction when I saw that was, man, that's a sad, sad story. And even though I can't relate, I could almost make an educated guess and say she was an IG model because he's in the NBA and that's what they do. Bro went straight to IG and picked someone who looked like they look up people's net worth. So while I do have some sympathy for Aaron's struggles, it's one of those struggles where it's like, bro, you're still winning. Like, you're still winning. You're suffering from success.
Yeah, money doesn't really change people because it's more of an amplifier of the person they were before they had it. But with that much power comes responsibility. Next one's just hilarious.
Emma, will you marry me?
They should be creating nice things together, not him building something for her to tear down midway through, cause it's a form of respect. Next one's some tough love.
Why are you making me food? I'm not hungry.
You won't eat. You ain't ate this morning. Well, the cereal, my.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
And how old is your man?
He's 53.
Damn. So do age gap relationships really work?
I think when both sides have good intentions, yeah.
So what are your intentions for him? Being that old?
First of all, he's not that old. 53 is not old. Especially when you look the way that he looks. My intentions are just to love someone who's in this new phase of life when they were unhappy for so long and are feeling more alive than they have in the past 10 years.
But with a 20-plus year age gap, what do you two have in common?
We have a lot in common. We are both very sentimental people, very in tune with our emotions, looking for genuine love, like to have fun, like to eat good food, love to experience new things. There's never a dull moment in our relationship.
And you don't have any long-term concerns about him being that old?
Of course I do.
Wait a minute, what the hell?
But I prefer to focus on the positive things. And life's too short to not go for what you're feeling.
Looks like when both sides are at high market values. She sounds great, but many would assume that he has a lot of money or something, which is actually pretty fair. Here we have someone trying to excuse rude behavior by being on a cycle.
Yesterday, I text a guy that I've been talking to, whatever. He was at the gym. I text him. He didn't answer in a, you know, moderate amount of time. I blocked him. I blocked him while he was at the gym. And he messaged me on Instagram like, you blocked me? I did. I'm sorry. I'm actually not sorry because this is out of my control. I didn't want to block you, but my period said to block you. And for the next days, you know, just be careful.
not beauty, not money, not status. Do we want those things? Yes. But where we find peace, we will settle. So you need to make sure he has a peaceful home and a peaceful relationship. If you disturb that, he will look for peace elsewhere.
The issue is, I want a man that's tall, sexy, kind, successful, super talented and driven, playful, has a good like community of friends and family. You're probably thinking, why would that be an issue? But I ask you, why would that person be single if they are not a menace to society? That person is already married. What I described does not exist.
High-value bros are in short supply and in high demand. Should she encounter one in the wild, she's got to provide some value in return. Just saying. And far too often, that new boyfriend was being entertained while she was still with you. But they say that only time will tell and the truth will eventually come out. Next one's a bit rough.
The 32nd anonymous note from a stranger. My girlfriend cheated on me with my brother in high school. I felt terrible, but I forgave him when I got older, and I invited him to my wedding. My wife ended up cheating on me with him as well. I regret knowing him.
Here we have a tough case of someone suddenly hiding their Instagram DMs.
So how long y'all been together?
8 years.
Like 8 years.
8 years. Married, almost being married in September, 1 year.
Okay. So y'all trust each other 100%?
No.
Why not?
No one trusts each other 100%.
Can we test that theory?
I didn't trust
that
person.
Can we test
that theory?
You got swap phones?
I got swap phones. I don't have a phone.
Single because it's your decision.
One of Adrian's deal breakers. Someone who doesn't have a J-O-B.
Yeah, someone who doesn't have a job.
I don't have a job.
You don't have a job?
That scream could possibly be a deal breaker too. And bro simply saw a way out and took it. Next, we got a great breakdown of a tough scenario.
Right now, for $100 cash.
He'll say no, of course.
No.
See? Confidently. We are loyal.
Why?
No.
Well, how about $1,000 cash right now?
Bro, why are you hesitating? I just told the world we have integrity.
Nah, I'm good.
Yes! Every time they doubt us, we prove them wrong.
How about 10 grand cash right now for her?
Not gonna lie, if I say I have hope in him in this one, I would be delulu. But bro, I believe in you.
Oh, thank you.
Coltrane, what the heck?
God damn, I should have listened to my t-shirt. Bro, why you embarrass me like this?